The Biden administration said today that it has approved the cancellation of federal student loans for more than 3.6 million Americans. It's not the result of some sweeping new policy, but of slow changes to a handful of troubled programs. It's also a fresh reminder that even after the Supreme Court struck down President Biden's big debt relief plan last June, his administration has still been able to cancel the debts of many borrowers. To explain, we're joined now by NPR's Corey Turner. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Elsa.
Hey. So what do we know about the borrowers getting this latest help?
Yeah, so this loan relief is coming from fixes to a handful of longstanding and, as you said, pretty troubled programs. In fact, NPR investigations helped trigger these fixes for three separate groups of borrowers. First, there's a program meant to erase the debts of borrowers with severe disabilities, and we know now fixes there have helped 500,000 people. Second, there were problems with income-based repayment plans that promised loan forgiveness, but NPR found a bunch of problems there that made it really hard for borrowers to actually get that forgiveness.
That's right.
The Ed Department overhaul there has now canceled the debts of more than 900,000 borrowers, Elsa. And third, the Biden administration made big changes in response to problems with the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program.
Right, which is also known as PSLF. That's the program that promises debt cancellation after a borrower works in some kind of like public service for 10 years, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the problem that we found is that the rules around what loans and repayment plans qualified were so strict and also really badly communicated to borrowers that lots of people were working for 10 years, but very few were actually getting loan relief. And according to today's numbers, the Biden administration's changes to PSLF have erased the loans of almost 750,000 borrowers. And Elsa, I met one of these borrowers a while ago and kept in touch with her. Her name is Fima Dubra. She's in Dallas. She's a speech-language pathologist who works with kids in a public school, and she's one of these folks who worked for more than 10 years of public service but didn't qualify for relief because of a technicality.
Huh.
And then earlier this year, under these changes, she was told suddenly by her loan servicer her debts had been erased.
And I immediately just burst into tears. And she was so nice. And she said, "This is why we do this, is because you've worked so hard to help other people. And now it's our time to help you."
Oh, my God, that's so awesome. Well, Corey, it seems like these numbers of debt relief being granted, they just keep growing. Should we expect more of the same next year?
Yeah, I think so. It's also worth mentioning, Elsa, we're just talking about debts erased. There are millions more borrowers who may not qualify for forgiveness yet, but these changes are getting them a lot closer.
That is NPR's Corey Turner. Thank you, Corey.
You're welcome, Elsa.
And you can read more about Corey's latest reporting at npr.org/studentloans.